We return to the Finsiders now.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. John Congemi joined by former Dolphin O.J. McDuffie and Raul Stryker Jr., the Spanish radio voice of the Miami Dolphins. Tristan Jones handling the live chat inside the Metro PCS Comment Center. But now we get a visit from Dolphins cheerleader Rochelle. How you doing, Rochelle?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks. We always talk about the offseason for football players. What's the offseason like for the cheerleading group? What do you guys do in the offseason?
So for the cheerleaders, we would consider it no offseason.
Oh, you're like the Finsiders.
Yeah,
we don't have
exactly.
An offseason.
We do not have an offseason. We still have appearances throughout the community. I average about 2 to 3 per week based on availability with school. And we still have traveling and just different opportunities for girls to go out and continue working.
Oh, that's really cool. I know that you have service trips. You guys go everywhere for charities. You go overseas. You went to Afghanistan. What was that experience like for you guys?
It was an amazing experience. I mean, you never think that you'll get the experience to actually go and visit military troops in their setting. So for me, it was a very humbling experience. Just being able to have that one-on-one experience talking to these guys and ladies, seeing what they do it for. I mean, their daily routines and just getting a different aspect of the Army.
You know, I had a chance to go to Afghanistan a year and a half ago, and, you know, we went a different time of year. It was like 75, 80 degrees there. How was the weather when you were over there?
So we were on the other end of the spectrum. The coldest it actually got was negative 11 degrees, so we were freezing up there.
You know, and that's a tribute to our troops, too, because they go through all these different weather situations as well. And we actually, you know, when we were went for the Super Bowl a couple years ago, it was really cold. We had 4 feet of snow and things like that. These guys have to go through all these different climate changes away from home,
exactly.
So it's really nice you guys really go over there and uplift their spirits.
Yeah, they loved it. I mean, they continue to commend us on, like, coming over there. They thank the Dolphins organization numerous amounts of time. And they loved it.
You know what? It's really cool, too, that, you know, the prep classes, you're starting to hear the prep classes are starting mm-hmm. to come back. So the competition must be really intense now to get ready so you can be at your best when April and May comes around.
Oh, yeah. We're actually on our P's and Q's at this point. Everyone's back in the gym going 10 times harder because some people may think we have it easier when we come out and try again, but we definitely don't. Like, they already know us. They see these fresh new faces, and we have to be on our P's and Q's if we want to make the team again.
What are you studying now, Rochelle?
I'm studying nursing.
Nursing, interesting.
Yes.
Why did you decide to study nursing?
I actually graduated with a bachelor's from University of Miami, and I worked in a mental health institution for about 6 months and decided it wasn't for me. So I'm falling back on my first initial thing that I wanted to do, which was nursing, and I'm loving it.
Now, Rochelle, a lot of people in the community and around the country, I know when we were overseas, were very interested in the cheerleaders calendar. The Dolphin cheerleader calendar is probably one of the best in the NFL, if not the best.
Agreed.
Tell us a little bit about the trip to make the calendar and how much fun or how much work the whole nine with that.
Okay, so for last year, we went to Samaná, Dominican Republic. This year, it's actually being held in Santo Domingo. But it's a week-long or more experience, and you're with the veteran teams. Last year, only the veterans went. It's normally veterans. And although some girls are working each day, the girls who don't shoot that day, they actually get to go out and explore the Dominican Republic.
Nice.
So it's a great experience. I mean, it's not all work, but sometimes you get to enjoy it.
The Dominican Republic, Afghanistan, minus 11, being in the water.
Right? Right?
I think I know where you like to be. Hey, lastly, speaking with Dolphins cheerleader Rochelle, we have some guys in the back that are struggling. They're struggling meeting girls. And it's Valentine's Day is coming around the corner. What's your advice for guys like Logan and Eddie when you go back and say goodbye? What's your advice for those guys?
I would say it's just consistency. So, I mean, some guys, they're thinking like, oh, I'm not celebrating Valentine's Day. Like, I celebrate Valentine's Day every day. But it's about being consistent. It's not about the roses and the candy. It's about spending that valuable time. So.
Oh, see, right. Save a little money too,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, it's about spending the time, I would say.
So I'm going to be consistent and watch sports, I guess, on Friday.
Don't do anything different.
I don't want to change now.
Right.
Hey, Rochelle, thank you so much for
Thanks
spending
for
some time
me.
With us. And good luck in the tryouts coming
thank
up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rochelle.
Thanks, guys.